Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate, live from Spartanburg Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Folks, we have 1 hour left in the show. 1 hour left remaining for you to win four tickets to the Clemson and Georgia Tech game. All you got to do is swing by our tent here in Spartanburg at the Spartanburg Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Register to win, and we will be making that drawing and announcing a winner on Straight Up with Sturge. Will Pelagic sitting in later this afternoon. It is going to be tremendous. One of you is going to have tickets for the whole family to see Clemson pound the oblivion out of Georgia Tech coming up next Thursday, favored by 34 points. It's going to be an amazing scene at Memorial Stadium, Death Valley, Clemson, South Carolina. Okay, so a loaded final hour for you today. Absolutely jam-packed. You guys have been great over the course of the show today. Major thank you to all the people who have come out here to Spartanburg to say hello today. It is at least 111 degrees out here today, but we do appreciate it. Kristen Brock is our wonderful promotions assistant who is fanning herself right now to stay cool. She's keeping me under the tent here, but it is a blazing one today. So we have pizza out here for you as well. You can play Plinko and win a prize. We've got tickets out here to give away, books, and a lot of other really, really good stuff. So invite you to come out here and say hello. Would be great to have the chance to meet you. Rolling here today for the next 54 minutes here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. Okay, we do it each and every day at this particular time, and we call it the Top 3 at 3. It's presented by Moe's Southwest Grill right here in Spartanburg, South Carolina, with a brand new location at 449 East Main Street, the east part of downtown, right here in Spartanburg. The Moe's Southwest Grill Top 3 at 3 starts right now. All right, at number 3, did you hear the report from Adam Schefter regarding Tom Brady the other day? It's very, very interesting. He says, Adam Schefter came out and said, this could be Tom Brady's final season in New England. Is this earth-shattering news? Is this landmark news? Well, I think it is. It was shocking news to me because I thought Tom Brady might be one of those guys that plays as long as he possibly can until his body breaks down. And because he has the TB12 method, which is his form of diet, nutrition, working out, hydration, he seems to be in the best shape at the age of 42, as is anybody. Let me ask you a question, ladies and gentlemen. Who was the oldest player ever to start a game in the National Football League? Who was it? Lonzo, take a guess.
I'm going to go with either a Warren Moon or Vinny Testaverde.
You got to pick one.
I'm going Warren Moon.
Okay, both of those answers were incorrect. I'm a jerk for not just telling you that to begin with. The correct answer is Steve DeBerg, who started a game at the age of 44 years and 279 days. Will Tom Brady break that record? Well, here's why Adam Schefter said what he did, all right? Number one, Tom Brady is selling his home in New England. We've seen athletes do that before. It doesn't necessarily mean they're moving. Number two, Tom Brady has a deal that voids after this coming season. So you kind of read the tea leaves. You think about the toll that his wife, Gisele Bündchen, and his kids wanting him at home, daddy to be at home, and how dedicated he is to playing might have. And you begin to wonder, might this be the final season for the best quarterback who's ever lived in the National Football League? Lonzo can claim otherwise as much as he wants, but denial is not just a river in Egypt, folks. Tom Brady is the greatest to have ever played. I'll tell you how I will view this. I will view this coming season with a greater sense of appreciation for being able to watch the greatest who's ever done it. Think about the number of best evers we're getting now in sports, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Trout has been called the best baseball player ever. LeBron James, the best basketball player ever. And Tom Brady is, no doubt about it, the best quarterback ever to play in college football. Same for Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo in world soccer these days. We're seeing a lot of GOATs out there, and we are blessed to be able to do that. Lonzo, I hope you realize as well that you are blessed to witness the final season of the greatest who's ever done it, and the man who will be standing in the way of your Chiefs making it to the Super Bowl again, Tom Terrific, trademark declined, Tom Brady. Next up. All right. Who's ready for week zero of high school football? What the hell does that even mean, week zero? Three big games coming up this weekend. Union at Chapman in 3A. Chapman has been represented in the state title game two of the last 3 years. They're led by Georgia State commit Mikel Colasurdo. Union defeated Chapman last season in the third round of the playoffs. They play. You've got Burns at Greer tonight. Cole Bryson on the call in 5A. The 58th meeting between these teams. This is Burns' oldest rival, and Burns leads the series 30-26-1. 30-26-1. In 2018, Burns defeated Greer 39-26. There are 14 state titles between these two schools. Burns has 11, and Greer has 3. Other games on the docket this evening: Greenville at Woodmont, Spartanburg at Nation Ford, Wade Hampton at Dorman, Chesney at Woodruff, Broome at Central, and Landrum at Blue Ridge. Ladies and gentlemen, high school football is in the building. Can I get an amen? All right. It's a beautiful scene, beautiful scene. I can't wait to make it out to my very first high school game in the area this year. And I'll tell you what, it's something I cannot wait to see. And finally, at number one today, ladies and gentlemen, it's some tough love from me. It's some tough love from me to you, and the tough love is about your expectations for the South Carolina Gamecocks. Simply put, I don't understand them. See, I said yesterday on the show that I believe Will Muschamp, the coach of the Gamecocks, is going to be fired before the conclusion of the 2020 college football season. It's not that I want him to be fired. I just believe that he will be fired because 22 wins in 3 years, an average of 7.3 wins a season, should not be good enough at South Carolina. I'll ask you this question, Gamecocks fans. What should the annual expectations for your program be? The Spurs Up Show posted this question online on Twitter, and through almost 1,000 votes, 78% of you say the annual expectation at South Carolina should be either just being a bowl team or winning 8 to 9 games. And that is so damn sad. I can't believe the expectations here are that low. Why not expect better? Why not have the same expectations that Clemson does? What's keeping the Gamecocks from achieving what Clemson has? They have Dabo, and you don't. But what else? The answer is nothing. Absolutely, positively nothing. What should South Carolina's annual expectation be? I said SEC champions. Why wouldn't you have that? Why wouldn't you raise the bar? Listen, ultimately, your program will be a reflection of what you accept and what you allow. Stop allowing and stop accepting mediocrity. Our very own Diddy, who is known as our baseball expert but is a graduate of USC, said to me the following today: if we at South Carolina continue to accept the mediocrity we always have, we'll never be more than a pissant little program. Do you agree with that or disagree? I agree with that. Stop accepting mediocrity. What's keeping South Carolina from having Clemson-level goals? When is the step-up going to happen for this program? When is Muschamp going to have his statement game? Because you see, ladies and gentlemen, I'm predicting Will Muschamp will lose his job at the conclusion of not this coming season, but next season, because I yet haven't seen, in 6 years of Muschamp as a head coach, keeping him under close watch, I've yet to see that he can turn the elite talent that he recruits into consistent success on the football field. I just don't get it, ladies and gentlemen. So you tell me, why aren't South Carolina's expectations higher than they are? I realize the history has been somewhat forgettable. I realize the history has been somewhat nondescript, but today is a new day. You play in the greatest conference in the land. You're getting top 15 recruiting classes. You have top 5 facilities in the country. Clemson University provides the blueprint for you of what can be accomplished at South Carolina. So why not us? Why not now? Again, Diddy saying, if we continue to accept the mediocrity we always have, we'll never be more than a pissant little program. Is he right? Those are today's top 3 at 3. Now it's your chance to chime in via the phone lines at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter is available to you as well, where our policy is if you're following us on Twitter, we will get to your tweets live and on the air. At ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, at Mark Ryan on Air. And you may also email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. All right, coming up next on the show, we will take your thoughts, we will take your calls. What should South Carolina's level of expectation be? I think there's an expectation problem in South Carolina. And I mean no offense by that, and I'm giving you some tough love today, Gamecocks fans, because you all should be expecting more. We are live on location at Spartanburg Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, giving away 4 tickets to Clemson and Georgia Tech, only on the number 1 sports radio show in the state of South Carolina. You're Offsides with me, Mark Ryan, on ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ah, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are in Spartanburg at Spartanburg Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, giving away 4 tickets to see Clemson and Georgia Tech. Clemson and Georgia Tech in the opener 6 days from today. It is a very, very, very exciting time as college football kicks off tomorrow. Florida and Miami in the very, very first game of the year. All kinds of pumped up, all kinds of excited about that. And I'll tell you what, Lonzo, it is time to make our picks. Now, each and every week, we're going to do what we call the Super 6 picks during college football and NFL season, where we'll look at the biggest games, college football and the National Football League. Okay, the 6 biggest combined games, Lonzo and I will pick them. Okay, if I win, Lonzo has to dance live on the air because he said he can dance. So you think you can dance and nobody believes it. Absolutely, positively, nobody believes it.
I don't agree to these terms, so say it all you want.
Okay. You heard him there, ladies and gentlemen. Confirmation that Lonzo's fully on board with the terms at play here. Lonzo, what would you like from me in the event that you win? You are more accurate in the Super 6 picks Monday through Friday.
Again, you're kind of ambushing me here because I didn't know
that's
we were
going
like to do this.
That's what I like to do, Lonzo. I like to do that.
Yeah. I will give me a week or so to come up with it.
What is this? What does this give you a week or so? What exactly are we planning here? I don't know about all this, actually.
Something embarrassing, because that's what you're wanting me to do. Oh, you think it would be embarrassing. Listen, I dance like no white guy ever danced, and you're not going to see it because you're not going to win. And I'm not agreeing to the terms anyway, so.
I am going to win. I am going to dominate. It is going to be amazing, and I am going to enjoy every second of it. And you will be the laughingstock of the entire upstate area, the entire upstate region, and it's going to be absolutely tremendous.
I don't mind being the punchline as long as people are entertained.
There we go. All right, Lonzo, it is time to put your embarrassing acts where your mouth is. It is time to make the very first pick of the year. It is Florida against Miami from Camping World Stadium in Jacksonville. The Gators are a 7.5-point favorite. I think Gator fans are waiting for a tomorrow that's never going to come with Felipe Franks. I think the best we can hope for with him is just a level of tolerating him. Until he moves on, until Florida has a quarterback that can better throw the football down the field. All right? That's where I think we are with Felipe Franks. It's a nerve-wracking matchup for the Gators because there's a perception at Miami that Florida ducks the Hurricanes year after year after year. And, of course, that's the perception at Miami. I'm not going to allow anybody to intimidate me into playing more difficult teams if I'm Florida. You play 8 SEC teams and you play Florida State. That is plenty good enough. The object of the game is to make it to the college football playoff, is to make it to the SEC championship game. And if you want a resume that can make the college football playoff, you can't have multiple losses on it. You put Miami on the schedule to start the year, you lose that game, you've got to run the table in the SEC to make the college football playoff. That's just not going to happen. That's never going to happen. So I don't adhere to this nonsense that you have to play a really, really difficult schedule, that you have to put all these behemoths on the schedule. Miami has motivation on its side. Miami has a redshirt freshman starting quarterback, Darren Williams, on its side. Miami is facing a Florida offense with a very weak offensive line, a very inexperienced offensive line. That will be going up against the best defensive line in the ACC, the best linebacker core in the ACC. Again, Gators favored by 7.5. Game taking place tomorrow at 7 p.m. Camping World Stadium, Jacksonville, Florida. Lonzo Reitzel, who you got?
All right, here's the thing. I think, as you were pointing out how good Miami's defense is, I think they're going to be all over Franks. He's going to struggle. I don't think Florida's defense is as good. I think the redshirt freshman quarterback's going to have plenty of time. I say that Miami upsets Florida, and I'm going to get to see, the audience is going to get to hear how Mark Ryan reacts on a Monday after his alma mater loses the very first game.
Listen to this. See how easy this year is going to be for me, ladies and gentlemen? Do you see how easy it's going to be? I invite all of you listening right now to take part in our Super 6 picks, okay? So if you're listening right now, we just have one game this week. Simply tweet me, at Mark Ryan on Air. That's at M-A-R-C, Ryan on Air. Simply tweet me your winner for Florida and Miami, okay? Just, you can send me one word, and I'll write your name down. Okay, and
so
I'll
we're
say
not picking
this
the other game.
Florida and Miami. What other game?
There's
why in somebody?
Yeah.
No, you're picking the biggest games of the week, and that game doesn't warrant it, Lonzo.
Well, if there's only two games during the week, you think you would pick both weeks, but both games.
We're starting just with one game. There's only one game. We got to set the precedent, the kind of game that you would pick. You know, I don't even know what the other game is, Lonzo. Who cares? You know, but we've got the big game.
By the way, whatever that game is, you can hear it right here at 10 o'clock tomorrow night on ESPN Upstate.
You definitely can. You definitely can. And Lonzo, I will be listening to that because I love college football. But that doesn't mean
But you don't know what the game is.
It doesn't mean that it warrants being in our Super 6 picks each and every week, okay? A check on the text line. I think this could be Muschamp's defining season as a college football coach for any team. If the Gamecocks go down, he will too. However, if they beat the odds and finish with a strong record, Muschamp will be hailed as the god of Carolina football. And folks, that's really been kind of the lead topic on the show today. The lead topic has been, kind of following up on our big topic from yesterday when I said that Will Muschamp, my belief, is not going to be the coach of the Gamecocks heading into the 2021 season. I think this year he has a pass because everybody knows how hard the schedule is. I don't think the fan base should be giving him a pass, but the fan base is giving him said pass. It is what it is. I think if he goes 5-7, people will make the excuse, it was the schedule. Next year, he has no pass whatsoever, and they play a non-conference schedule that features the Wofford Terriers, Coastal Carolina, East Carolina, Fast Food Carolina, and Flat Tire Carolina on the schedule next season. There is going to be no excuse for Will Muschamp next year. I say win 9 games in 2020 or he's out of a job, and I think he will be out of the job because Texas A&M, Florida, LSU, Georgia, Clemson, Tennessee, and Missouri still dot the schedule in 2020. Yesterday on the show that follows ours, Straight Up with Sturge, Will Pelagic sitting in, Diesel came up with a poll that has set a record for the most number of votes we've ever had in a poll here on ESPN Upstate. And the question was simply this: whom is most likely to be unemployed? And it's a question that I'll pose to you right now. Whom is most likely to be unemployed on January 1st, 2021? Is that Will Muschamp or is that Mark Ryan? Am I more likely to be unemployed on January 1st, 2021, or is Will Muschamp? 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The other game coming up that Saturday night is Arizona State and Hawaii. Arizona State, obviously, the heavy favorite there. And I've been wondering aloud, why it's time for South Carolina to up their standards. It's time to up their standards. A poll on the Spurs Up show today said 78% of you say a successful season is making up to a bowl game and winning 8 or 9 games. And that is the saddest thing I have ever heard in my life. It is time to increase those expectations. It's time to raise the bar at South Carolina. What's keeping the Gamecocks from having Clemson-level goals? You don't have Dabo Swinney, but you have everything else, and you play in a better conference. When is the step up for Will Muschamp going to happen? Today, Junior. And when is Will Muschamp going to have his statement game? You're now in year 4, and I have seen nary a statement yet. 1-844-477-3776. Let's get to Billy, who's up next on the show. Billy, thanks for the call. You're offsides. Billy, go ahead.
Hey, Mark. Thank you for having me. First of all, I hope that neither one of y'all are going to get fired in 2021. Because if you do, I'll be disappointed you're not on the air. And if Will Muschamp gets fired, then that means South Carolina had a bad season. So
here's the thing. It's really at the end of 2020, right? Because it's January 1st, 2021, right? And the question is,
right,
who is least likely to still be employed at that time? And I am deeply offended to share that 68% of 1,700 votes said that Will Muschamp, that Mark Ryan is least likely to be employed on January 1st, 2021. But you know how I view that? You know how I view that, Billy? God bless the 32%. God bless them. God bless the 32% that are with me.
You've got to always be optimistic, buddy. Listen, as far as the, you know, where South Carolina's headed or whatever, I just think that here's the thing. I think you've got to crawl before you walk. You walk before you run, and then you start running. I think they're in the process of walking this year. I think in the next 2 years, you raise that bar that you're talking about from 8 or 9 wins to, you know, yeah, you start competing for national championships then, or you have that as your dream anyway. But right now the bar is 8 or 9 wins. I don't think that even you don't think they're going to get above that this year. Does that mean that in 5 years you can't compete for a national championship? No, I believe that they can compete for a national championship. The problem in South Carolina is, and this is one of the reasons, Mark, that I love your show, is because things become self-fulfilling prophecy. And you're not overly down on South Carolina. And I think a lot of people in this area want to be down on South Carolina because they're afraid if they do actually start winning successfully on a, you know, on a big basis, that it's never going to change. And then Clemson's not going to be Clemson anymore. They're not going to be the big brother. They may be eventually the little brother. So I do think that they can turn it around, but I just think it takes time.
Yeah, okay. So, so we you know, look, but next year is how many years for Will Muschamp? 5 years, Billy.
This is 5 years. This is the fourth year how much, this year.
Yeah, right? But how much time do you need? 5 years, that's as patient as you could
okay,
ever ask for.
Let me ask you this question, Mark.
Yeah.
Do you not think that there has been a general progression in the evolution of South Carolina since he's got there, that they have improved incrementally?
I wouldn't say that, Billy. I would say the recruiting has improved. I would say the results have been a mixed bag. At best, the result is a C. So, you know, I can't, like, Billy, you got to talk to your fan base for me, okay? Talk to them. Because for 78% to say a bowl game and or 8 or 9 wins is a successful season,
no, they've got
is the saddest thing.
They've got
that's the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life.
They have, you're right. The expectations must, listen, like I said a minute ago, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Your expectations must be, the like you said, the stars. And if you miss, you still hit the moon, okay? You don't set your expectations that low, because if you do, then you're never going to achieve anything. I agree with you on that. And you may be right, but if what South Carolina does this year is what me and you both think is going to be 8-4, then that will be moving in the right direction, and then I think we can stop
100%.
If they achieve our
predictions this year, that will be the case. So, 3 quick questions
exactly.
for you. Rapid fire, Billy. 3 quick questions for you before we wrap up, okay? Number one, what's keeping South Carolina from having Clemson-level goals? Oh, Billy, I was just about to ask you 3 questions. Lonzo, what's keeping South Carolina from having Clemson-level goals?
Inability to tackle.
When is the step up going to happen?
When the present coach leaves.
When is Muschamp going to have his statement game?
Never.
And folks, I'm the most hated host here in the Upstate. I am. Do you hear this guy? Me? Really? No way. No way.
By the way, we had all this planned ahead of time, and Mark said I had to say that.
Okay. Hey, check this out, Lonzo. Mom is texting me. Mark, it is who will be unemployed, not whom will be unemployed. Just make the correction. Please don't say my mom said. Oops. Then I realized I've gotten the wrong information on the other game. It is not Arizona State versus Hawaii. It is Arizona versus Hawaii. I'm getting some bad information here, to the point that Drew LeBlanc tweets into the show and says it's Arizona versus Hawaii, not Arizona State. Come on, man. Atlanta Sports Guy tweets in that Dabo doesn't have to play Georgia, Florida, and Texas A&M annually. Yeah, but he does have to play Alabama in the college football playoff. Brian Simpson says he's going to Miami. Sports and Culture is picking Florida in the Super 6 picks. You can get your first entry. You can compete with Lonzo and I just by tweeting me your picks, okay? First game of the whole season is this weekend. It's Florida versus Miami. So send me a tweet with your pick. You can just make it one word. Jonathan Chadwick says, sorry, Mark, I think Miami will take it in a close one. You guys are deeply offensive to me on this very hot Friday. I've done the best I can to bring a high energy show to you here on a temperature 151 degree day at Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram outside in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and you guys are besmirching me, very Will Pelagic word there, by picking Miami on this particular list. I find it deeply, deeply offensive. Chris Carter says, Mark, love your show. When you first started, I wasn't really a fan, but I love your show now. This is the first tweet I've ever done, and I'm 30. Congrats on the award. Chris, means a lot. Thank you so very much. I think I wrote back to Chris and I said, what's changed? Why didn't you like the show then, but you like the show now? In any case, really, really appreciate you guys making the show what it is. The best sports show, I'm sorry, Lonzo, the number one sports radio show in the state of South Carolina and the most interactive sports radio show in the state of South Carolina as well. Okay, coming up next, the ingenious way South Carolina fans can get even with Clemson is on the way right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, live on location at Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, giving away tickets, four tickets, to Clemson versus Georgia Tech in the opener. We are Offsides on ESPN Upstate.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
In a game only your mother would love, the Carolina Panthers fell to the New England Patriots 10-3. The game that set football back 50 years took place in the preseason last night. And we're in an era where people are openly questioning the importance of preseason and why we're playing games that don't matter. And if we've learned anything about our purchasing behavior as fans, we no longer have time or do we value things that don't matter. And that's exactly the case as it pertains to preseason in the National Football League. How long do you really need to get ready? I mean, really, how long do you really need to get ready to play a full football season? 2 weeks, I think. So you have practice for 1 week, you play one preseason game, and then you're ready to go. Because the cumulative wear and tear on these guys tears them apart over the course of the season. And that was absolutely the case last night with Cam Newton, who now has a high ankle sprain. They hope, the Carolina Panthers hope, he's going to be ready for week one in the National Football League, but they're not 100% sure right now. Injured playing a meaningless game drives me absolutely insane. Darren Gant of ESPN agrees with me.
Going into the night, Cam was one of 12 quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks in the league who hadn't played in the preseason. And one of the other ones was Tom Brady. And Tom was out there playing on the same field. Tom was playing in the same conditions, and Tom was fortunate enough not to be injured tonight. One of the local hosts already tweeted me here in Charlotte, and he said something like, well, Tom Brady was playing. I was like, when you have kids, you're going to look at them and say, if Tom jumps off a bridge, that don't mean you got to jump off a bridge, too. I just think if you've got, you know, there really should be a rule. If you've ever won an MVP, if you've ever been an offensive or defensive player of the year in the NFL, you should be exempt from preseason football. You've demonstrated that you are good at footballing, thus you do not have to play in August ever again. I just think that should be a rule. It doesn't make any sense.
Agree or disagree, Lonzo?
Listen, I disagree, and I tweeted about this last night, and here's the thing, and I know all you guys are talking about that there is no value in the preseason game. I think a lot of the injuries are happening now because they've cut back on hitting in practice. They've cut back on time for these guys to go out and get their body used to the hitting, the pain, all that comes with game speed. And what's the difference in getting hurt in the preseason game and getting hurt in the first season of the game? I heard Ron Rivera talking about this last night. There is no difference. Getting hurt is getting hurt. So
yeah, but you got like a 10% chance of getting hurt every time you play. So
this is ridiculous. It's a ridiculous point.
Why keep rolling the dice if you don't have to?
I know what you're saying, but if you getting hurt is getting hurt. He got hurt. If he got hurt in the first game of the season, what are you saying? Oh man, what a shame. It's just because it's the preseason.
It's getting hurt when you don't have to be playing. That really bugs you. I gotta switch the gears here now, Lonzo, because Gene Sapikoff of the Post and Courier has comedic brilliance online today. he's got a way for South Carolina fans to get even with Clemson fans for all their national championships. Postcards. Send them if you haven't, he says. Keep sending if you started with that ski trip to Vail last winter. And he says postcards because Clemson fans are spending, so many Clemson fans are struggling financially. They can't afford to go on vacation with all their college football playoff trips to Santa Clara, Dallas, New Orleans, Phoenix, Tampa, and Miami. Gene Sapikoff has a sample postcard that he would send here. Hey, Charlie Clemson fan, hope you're having fun cutting the lawn. Lake Tahoe is great. Mid-50s at night, 36 holes a day, rented a boat, saw a bear, won $546 playing blackjack in Reno. Sincerely, Al and Steph. See what I'm saying? I think he's got a great point here, Lonzo. South Carolina fans can get even because they still have their vacation budgets fully intact. It's a beautiful thing.
Saw a bear. That's awesome.
Saw a bear. Saw a bear. Zeb and Martha Lou, having a blast here in Venice. So many canals. Amazing pizza in Pisa. Saw Dabo and the family in Rome. I guess when you make $9.3 million per year, you can afford to travel. Wish you were here. Sincerely, Gamecock Gus. The undoubted way that South Carolina fans can get even with Clemson fans, courtesy of the comedic genius of Gene Sapikoff of the Post and Courier. Coming up next, the launch of a new era. We'll share it with you. And the best thing we heard today, live from Spartanburg, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!